Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chartek. Bloodworth reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Bloodworth moves to third. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Chartek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Chartek moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Chardak moves to third. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Mike Chardak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chardak is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chardak hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chardak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth strikes out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoskey hits a line drive towards first. McQuinn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to third. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff juggles the ball. That's an error on Clift. Higgins moves to second. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Trout moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Trout scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chartak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes is walked intentionally. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-2 in the game. Parsons strikes out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trout hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moncrief fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chartak strikes out. 1 out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moncrief hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobs throws the ball into Gutteridge, who tags Higgins, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. 2 outs. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Ross now playing third base. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 4 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Clift reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Lobbs moves to third. It's 3-2. Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn bunts for an out with unknown description. Lobbs scores. Judnick moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer pinch hits for Dixie Parsons. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe pinch hits for Dizzy Trout. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Gehringer moves to second. Johnny Gorsica pinch runs for Rip Radcliffe. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.